Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Hey y'all, it's Dina Kispa here, lead producer. Today I want to talk Harwin Drive. It's Houston's best bargain strip. It's a place where you can get literally anything. Party supplies, wigs, clothing, jewelry, and flags. But has the online world of shopping made it harder for Harwin shop owners? Has the strip lost its charm? Today, I recruit none other than my dad, Sam Kispa, to break down what Harwin is and how it's changed since he first opened the doors to his flagship in 1987. It's Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I'm Dina Kispa, and this is CityCast Houston.
Baba Kispa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, you're welcome, Mrs. Kispa.
I'm so excited to talk Harwin with you.
Well, thank you.
To start off, for a lot of listeners who don't know what Harwin is, how would you describe Harwin to like somebody who just moved to Houston?
Harwin, it's like the next place after Los Angeles downtown. It's a wholesale, and now there's a lot of retail, and you can find just about everything on Harwin. From clothing to furniture to jewelry, everything. Very much you can find on Harwin at much lower prices.
That's awesome.
And it's like a strip center. It's all on one street. It's like store to store. You can park on one shopping center and see many stores by walking distance.
You have a shop on Harwin. You got to tell us about like some of the things that they can find is what you sell too.
Well, we've been on Harwin since 1987.
Wow.
And we started in so many different things, from fashion jewelry to novelties to things to flower stores, things to art and craft stores, and some flags, t-shirts, and things kept changing, flipping. And we minimized a lot of things and we stick with the flags. We kept the flags going. We are known by good customer service.
Yes, top-notch customer service at American Eagle Trading, Inc. So out of all the things that you would sell, like out of all the random things, the little novelty items, why was flags the thing that stuck?
A lot of things kept changing in the market according to the fashion, style, the people, the generation, and we found the flags. It doesn't change unless something happened to a country and then a flag will change, a coup or something. So we kept the flags going. International flags, the state flags, that didn't change much throughout the 30 some years. Two or three countries changed their flag and few countries was added to the UN. So the flags, it didn't die down. It slowed down, but didn't die as a business. While other things just died down.
Yeah, true. I want to back up and like understand how you even found Harwin. Like, how did you get to Harwin? Why Harwin? Why you chose Harwin to like start your business there?
Well, I was living in a Clay Lake, which is about 45 minutes away. It's like a different city from how I didn't know anything about Harwin. Never heard of Harwin. I was searching what kind of business to open, then met someone, introduced me to someone she was doing some business from her house. And she was doing some Texas flags, Astros, you know, like sports. And she showed me some Texas flags. And she said, you could bring something like this. And then we got the idea, took the samples, then took it to Taiwan and found the factories, start importing some flags, start selling from my apartment, put the merchandise at the warehouse where the broker is, because I didn't have a space, didn't have a store. Mm-hmm. So I was working from my apartment, putting the trunk of the car and just going, you know, hit the road, knock doors, two stores, gift shops, souvenir shops, flower shops, art and craft, you know, things like that. Slowly build up. And then someone told me about Harwin, you know, throughout the time from talking to people, selling to people. And so where's Harwin? So I started looking for Harwin. And then we went to Harwin as looking for things we could even add to our collection. Oh. And then we thought, okay, we're going to be a wholesaler. So why don't we move to Harwin once we got a little stronger? Hmm. So after we saw 86, actually, the business. 86. So after 1 year, 87, we moved to Harwin and leased there. And we changed, you know, we took a small location, then expanded to a better location, then to a better, bigger location. And, you know, we expanded. We kept expanding and getting stronger and bigger.
Wow. How do you feel like Harwin has changed since you first opened up your shop in 87 to what we see Harwin looking like now?
Harwin changed because of the generations different, more retailers than wholesale, more smaller shops. And of course, the online business, Amazon, took a big part of the business. So it did hurt people have big warehouses and a lot of wholesale. So they start reducing their size and they start doing online. A lot of people don't need to be on Harwin anymore. Some of them, they can work from their home. And so it became a tough competition. The generation now is looking for something different than what people 30 years ago were looking for. Mm. The kind of merchandise, the kind of flags, the political view on the flags, especially our line. Mm-hmm. Even fashion jewelry, I see people changing to a different kind of fashion. It's not the same like before.
Yeah.
You know, the furniture, the clothing, everything. The generation now just have a different view.
Yeah.
And different ideas of things.
Mm, yeah. I remember like when we were kids, it was like Harwin was so populated and there was like so much traffic, especially on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And you guys used to open on Saturdays and then also like the ice cream trucks that would come by.
Right.
And then it just like drove even more traffic.
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's not like that at all. It's not like back then.
Yeah.
Or like the taco stands that were like right across from the store that we used to get tacos from.
Right.
It's like all of that has kind of changed.
Yeah.
Significantly.
Yeah. A lot of businesses. I see a lot of business on Harwin, like tire shops.
Yeah.
Mechanic, you know, has changed. Harwin has changed. Some used cars, small dealers, mechanics.
Yeah.
Oil change. The owners, they don't care anymore whom to lease as long as they fill up their shopping center to get the rent.
Mm.
But if I'm in a place selling wholesale flags, now with this t-shirt and stuff like that, I don't want to be where an oil change and a used tire shop and a mechanic shop, the same strip center. That's not going to look good in my on my business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see like services, like banners. Cameras and people install cameras, things like services. They just take a warehouse because it's lower rent. Yeah, but the retail business, wholesale, distributors of general merchandise, that really slowed down a lot.
And for your business, like your, you know, flags is something I remember when we were kids and everyone would ask us, oh, like what kind of business does your dad have? You know, and we say, oh, my dad sells flags. And everyone's like, wait, what? And you have to like tell them twice that you sell flags.
Yeah.
Because they find it so bizarre that someone can have a company where they sell and specialize in flags.
It's amazing. You know, once you tell somebody we sell flags or when someone worked for us, they never heard or knew anything about flags. And suddenly everywhere they drive, they see a flag. Oh, here's a flag. Oh, this flag is torn. they need to change their flags. All their flags are bad.
Exactly.
So they never paid attention or knew anything about that. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, I always look to whatever's happening in the world. It definitely impacts your business, right? It definitely impacts your sales, be it like when, let's say, the Arab Spring was happening. Like those flags started to kind of get sold more. You kind of do need to pay attention to what's happening to the world, because it reflects on your business and what flags you sell, or it's not that closely related.
You have to really stay in put. You have to be on alert. You have to watch news in order to stay in politics. Mm-hmm. You have to pay attention to the elections when.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to sports events. Any event, you really have to pay attention, and you have to make sure you have the stock, you have the item. Mm. And if you don't, you need to get it quickly, or you will miss out, because these opportunities come along and they come quick. Sometimes a week, 2 weeks, or a month, depends.
Yeah.
You know, some events we don't wish for them to happen, but it does reflect on the flag business big time.
Mm.
And that's just the way life is. Mm. When we tell the people we're not in politics, we don't give our views on what's happening, we're not taking sides with anybody, but we sell flags. So don't ask me about my opinion, what I think of this or that. I sell the flags. You may not like some flags I sell,
yeah,
but I sell them because
mm-hmm.
other people want them.
Yeah,
and we respect everybody's views, and everybody have the right to get the flag they want. If you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican, let's say.
Yeah.
We have to have both sides' flags.
Yeah.
Now, don't ask me who I voted for or who I stand for, but yeah. I will provide both flags for you.
And by both flags, we mean?
Let's say Biden and Trump.
Yeah.
You know, so we sell flags for both parties.
Mm.
You can support whoever you want, vote for whomever you want. But I sell flags. I'm not in politics. I'm in the flag business. That's it.
Yeah. What would you say is your most popular flag right now?
Right now, Ukraine, at this moment.
Mm, okay.
Ukraine flags. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been selling a few Ukraine here and there.
Bubba, what else do you want people to know about your business?
Well, this business, you know, it's like a family business, and everybody really participated in building the business mm-hmm. and keep it going. The kids, are you my child?
Yeah, of course. I broke so much sweat and tears working at the flag shop.
So Lana, Dina, they really put a lot of efforts when they were kids in school.
Yeah.
They come and help customers and prepare orders. And when they got older, I was able to go overseas and they stay in the store and run the business, open, close.
That's true.
So yeah, this... this business was built on a lot of shoulders.
You know, for people who don't know, you're basically running your business based on the, like, you know, you've been doing your business for many years while you're visually impaired.
Yeah, it's been maybe 22 years at least, legally blind. With one eye since 1987, actually.
Yeah.
When I came to Harlem, lost one eye from a soccer ball.
Yeah, I remember.
But it was better the one eye before. And then for the last 20 years, yeah, it's been just very little vision, like maybe 10% in one eye, zero in the other. And that's how I've been running. And I still was able to go to China and Taiwan and overseas and doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's much harder to go alone.
Do you feel like in 10, 20 years, will Harwin no longer be what it once was?
No, Harwin is probably going to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, it just, the people have to change accordingly because of the online business. So people trying to find things while they're on Harwin, something they can sell online. They're not relying on walking in traffic as much like they used to. Before, it was 100% walking traffic coming to Harwin.
It did.
After Corona, I think people maybe want to give the rears out the chairs.
You can say butts, Baba. You can say butts.
Okay. They want to get their butts off the chairs, of these chairs, and move and go and shop and enjoy some weather when it's good and shop around, you know, and see things. Because Harwin at one point was like a tourist. You know, people come visit other people, they bring them to Harwin. Mm. So we hope, I think these days will come back eventually.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. I'm still kicking and going and nothing stopped me till I drop dead. Still fly the flag.
You the flag man, of course.
Still have to fly the flags.
People need flags.
Yeah.
Well, Baba Kispe, thank you so much for joining me and telling me all about Harwin.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you professionally.
I know, right?
You just heard none other than my dad, Sam Kispe. And now for some news from around H-Town. Carly, what do you got for me?
Hey, Dina. So I was reading this Houston Chronicle article the other day, and I have to say we have a lot in store for us this year. Apparently, there's about 15 major developments coming to the city, and honestly, I'm kind of excited for them. Some things include a new surf resort in Lagoon called HTX Surf, and our very own Great Wolf Lodge is coming in Webster that will likely open sometime in 2024. We're even getting a collaborative campus at the Texas Medical Center, and places like the Zoo and Typhoon Texas are expanding. Memorial City Mall will also be doing a whole 150,000 square feet redevelopment. From what I read, these changes are to help make Houston one of the top places to live and do business. And I honestly can't wait to see what's to come. If you want to know more about what else is making way in 2023, check out the article in our show notes.
That's all I got for y'all today on CityCast Houston. We'll be back tomorrow with Faraz Ahmed, the guy behind the Instagram page, The Halal Palette, to talk how Houston got crowned for having one of the largest halal food scenes and what halal even means. In the meantime, hit us up on our Twitter. Our handle is at CityCast Houston. Bye!
We all broke nails,
yeah.
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Damaged stuff and broke things. And
we don't have to talk about that part. We did what we could.